This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 9th. Well, another rough day in the cattle complex as we were lower throughout the session. There were a couple times where the market looked like it wanted to bounce a little bit, early at least, but we ended up getting a similar type of trade action where, you know, a firm start quickly leads to sellers leaning on it and pressuring the market and pushing into new lows for the move. We are getting into some extended pressure here where we've been down several days in a row and the market's now reaching down into that next level of support. I will also say that the bull spreads are working on both lives and feeders, where the front months are not down as much as the back months. That would be the first signal that perhaps the market is losing some of its downward momentum. I would expect that you'll get a snapback here. Seeing the kind of pressure that we've had over the last 2 weeks, we should get a pretty decent snapback. And I'm hoping it takes us back to those previous highs that had been resistance, then became support. Now we're resistance again. That's a pretty significant move higher, but it would be a nice correction to the type of sell-off that we've had. Cash trade has gotten started this week. We're at 124 average so far in the Fed trade, about 7,000 head sold, so that should set the tone. That's down 2 from last week, so that's part of the pressure. Box beef value is down again. We have choice down 33 cents, we're at 335. Select down 373 at 298, so pretty big difference there. The spread jumped 340, we're sitting at 36.69, 132 loads moved. So for box beef, now we're down 10 of the last 11 days. Choice has lost $13, select has lost $21. So quite a bit of pressure coming on the select market, and that's really pushed the spread up significantly. We're sitting at 36 bucks. That's up $9 just in the last week. So it's a pretty impressive jump here just in the box beef spread. I would look for the markets again to stabilize here. Slaughter rates are picking up 245,000 heads so far this week. That is down quite a bit from last week, of course, because we have a holiday, but it's right in line with where we were a week ago. We're seeing the box beef trade pick up 132 loads yesterday. So there's a clear increase in box beef movement here over the last week or so, and it's coming at lower prices. So clearly the packers are having to discount prices to move more volume. They're still making massive profits, but none of it's translating back into higher cash trade for the Fed market. So it's obvious the feedlots still don't have much leverage in the market. They're just trying to stay current. We are seeing huge movement of cattle off of Northern Plains pastures. Of course, we've been seeing that kind of all summer. That is pushing calves into the feedlots early, but it's also had a little bit of pressure on the feeder cattle index over the last week or so. But the last couple days, the market has stabilized. Yesterday, we were up 10 cents. On the feeder cattle cash index, we're sitting at 157.47. So from here, I with the bull spreads working on another down day and pushing into new lows for this move, I would expect the market to stabilize. Feeder cattle basically testing the previous day's low, whereas live cattle continue to push into new lows. But again, both those markets saw the bull spreads working. So I'm looking for a snapback, but I do think we've seen an intermediate term high, at least, from 2 weeks ago. So look for the market to have a correction here and then start another leg down beyond that. The cash trade just simply cannot get any traction, and that tells us the packers still pretty much control the market, and that looks to be the case for a while. Now, we all know we're seeing huge herd liquidation. We all know that the calf crop's going to be smaller again this spring. All of those things are very bullish components of the cattle market, but you have to see the herd reduction stop. And at this point, we don't see that just yet. So we're biding our time here, but it does appear that that big surge higher that we had 2 weeks ago has turned out to be more of a blow off top than another beginning of another leg up. So we look for another, continued correction here as we work our way through the fall, but we should see correction to the downside through the fall, but in the next few days to a week, I would expect the market would have a pretty good snapback. Again, considering the sell-off that we've had, we should see a pretty healthy correction to the upside before we start that next leg down. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.